The analysis from Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Central Ohio Poison Center found that rates of suicide attempts by self-poisoning among adolescents have more than doubled in the last decade in the U.S. The rate more than tripled for girls and young women. In the 19-year time frame of the study ending last year, there were more than 1.6 million intentional suspected suicide self-poisoning cases in youth and young adults. More than 71% of those were female. The study's authors urge parents and those who care for youth to check in regularly with their children, ask them directly how they're doing, and if they've ever had thoughts about ending their life. Those direct questions are even more essential if warning signs are observed. John Ackerman is a clinical psychologist and suicide prevention coordinator and co-author of the study.
We need to have a dialogue about this so that kids who are encountering this at a young age get that help early through screening, through conversation, through checkups. That is a critical point of contact that can help a young person be identified and supported many years before they typically do get supported. As we reduce the stigma and increase the comfort around these difficult conversations, we will absolutely make a difference.
Ackerman suggests the online resource On Our Sleeves as a helpful starting point for parents to increase the dialogue. Links to that page, the entire study, and additional resources can be found in the online version of this story at wcbe.org. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.